Steve, that was going swimmingly for an awful lot of the afternoon, perhaps left hanging on it towards the end because of not converting chances, but essentially a good afternoon's work.
Huge 3 points. That was the main thing. Find a way to win. That's what the players did. It's been a tough week. Ended it well. But I thought the first 20 minutes, wow, we started front foot. Really got about West Ham. Two great goals. That second goal, you'd not see a better goal. Wow, what a goal. And chances to go three. West Ham must have thought 2-0 at half time. Well, we've got a chance. Then we gifted them a goal. But I've got to say, we didn't get nervous. We kept playing, defending well, creating chances, not converting them, and making it more of a difficult finish and afternoon than it should have been.
Presumably, 20 minutes in, you're 2-0 up, you're thinking, Eureka. The crowd are seeing what I see, you know, day in, day out on the training ground. There is a team here.
Most definitely. We've been saying that for a long while. Good performances, not getting the results. And this week, you know, we should have got something at Watford. Arsenal were very, very good. No reward. During the week, I think that was huge, getting that goal at the end. I just kept the belief and just kept the confidence. And to play like that in the third game is to show that energy, that level of intensity was very, very good. And we need to keep producing that. It's a big 3 points. Yeah. Get back into the pack and just say, right, you know, we've got a good team. The additions have been good. And, yeah, hopefully it's the start of that belief. And I don't know when was the last time that we won 3 o'clock on that. It's a long, long time. So it's a huge win, big afternoon all around.
And two picture book goals, absolute picture book goals.
Great goals. And I think that's what Shelvey will bring.
Yeah.
In the fact that when you win it, that first pass forward is always important. Top midfield players have got that. And he showed it. That pass through for Mitrovic, layoff goal. Oh, but that crossfield ball. Most of us crossfield ball like that. We add another 2 seconds on to make sure it gets there. It's like a missile going. Gives the defence no time to get back. Dell's great touch. What a cross. A picture book goal.
And it gives everybody else a lift as well, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Players like playing with good players.
Yeah. And we said to John Joe when he came, I said, you like playing in this team. We've got good players. I mean, Wijnaldum around him, Perez around. You know, we've got footballers, we've got players who can play. And you could see he's enjoying it. And, you know, that's his first game. He strolled around and yeah, hopefully he can only get better.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly not match fit. I mean, that was apparent at the end. We've spoken to him afterwards. He says, yeah, I've not played in a month and a half. You know, so from his perspective, he can only get better.
Yeah, that's right. I thought at the end he was wasting time hitting the corner flag. But no, that will come. You saw he's got the whole repertoire. He's got the potential to be a top midfield player. And it's a long way to go, but we're pleased we've got him.
Would it be churlish to suggest that, again, in front of goal, big chances are being squandered, big chances are being missed? And, you know, as a result, you know, that shouldn't have been as nervy as it was later.
It shouldn't have been close. It should not have been close. So that is a worry. But we will worry when we don't play like that and we don't create. I think the crowd appreciated it. I think, you know, they've seen football in that first half that, you know, even I was there, I've seen, had some football teams, but that was great football, the first half. And hopefully we can get better, get the rewards by scoring from more chances.